Hi. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I hope y'all are doing well. I hope y'all are doing the best you can with what you got. And I did this podcast today with Eli on a random Tuesday at 11 p.m. and it was very spontaneous and I loved it. We go through a lot of topics really fast, which I feel is how our conversations go anyway. So here we are. It does get noisy at one point because Eli just had to eat chips right then and there. Way to go, Eli. And at one point, Joe tells us all these cultural events that happen in Greenville that we did not know about. So listen in. Again, hope you're doing well and I hope you enjoy. Okay, love you, bye.
Current events.
Hello. Welcome. It's been a while, but we're here again. And we're here with Eli Vasquez. Is that correct?
Yeah. My wife always says that I put on two different accents. If they're Caucasian, I might say Vasquez, because I want to emphasize that the first Z is more like an S.
Yeah. Vasquez. Heard. So Vasquez. So, Eli.
Vasquez.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, AJ?
I'm good. I feel like that's a loaded question, but perfect flat response is really great.
Yeah. No, stuff's going on.
That's good. So, Eli, for everybody who doesn't know you, who are you? And what do you do?
Hi, I'm Eli. I am from Wisconsin. I've been in Greenville for almost a decade. Because of school. Yeah, 7+ years, school and life and stuff like that. And Greenville's been really good to me. I don't think I'm alone because a lot of people have come to Greenville for school. And where'd you come from?
Where did I come from? What do you mean where did I come from? That's racism.
You're people.
Where are you people from?
You ever get that one?
My parents are, yeah.
Where are you from?
Oh, we're starting this
the
off.
The human race.
Yeah, where did I come from is still a question I get to this day. And I was like, I'm from Washington. And I feel like I let them down.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the same. You know, I'm Hispanic. And when people find out you're Hispanic, they're like, so you speak Spanish? No.
You don't actually? I thought you did a little bit.
I don't actually. And kids would get in my grill and I would be like, what are you, like, German?
Oh, my God.
And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, do you speak German? And they're like, no. I'm like, blame yell at your grandparents, you know. So why are you getting up in my grill, all right?
I literally thought you spoke Spanish.
Yeah, no.
Oh, damn.
I understand.
Wow, I am let down now.
You can adding to the list. Into the list.
Heard. So what are you doing in Greenville? What do you do in Greenville?
I run a small business with my wife.
And that is?
How are you doing? Conscious. E&E Cleaning Services. We clean Airbnbs.
Oh, plug it in. Also, for people who listen to the podcast as well, we also do lives on Instagram. So if you ever want to see the live feed of my shoulder and this dingly ear and you want to see who I'm talking to, you could look at the live section on my Instagram page. But we're also getting questions on topics and everything because we're kind of on the fly, which is usually kind of how I like to keep it anyway. But yes, so back to this. You have the cleaning business? Where did it come from?
Opportunity. I'm going to like a comment because we should do that one. Opportunity. My wife was cleaning Airbnbs for about a year and someone approached us. They wanted to launch a bunch of them and we were like, okay. And then it's just not stopped growing.
That's really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's been a lot of Airbnbs popping up now that from like weird residual things from like 2020 and 2021?
There's a ton. We're servicing people now who've been waiting a year to launch their Airbnb.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Also, like, damn, the privilege, man. I wish I could open up an Airbnb.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, have a little expendable income. Your dentists, your successful realtors or retirees who are moving out of a home, getting a new one. They just want to take advantage of what's happening in the market right now.
Yeah.
So am I.
And you started, so before the cleaning biz, you were also in marketing?
Yeah, studied business at college. Go Bruins.
Oh, shut up. That's another topic. We'll get into it in a few minutes. But yes.
But Yeah, so I went to school, studied business. My parents were very proud because they couldn't go to college, so it was a big deal.
For the culture.
Yeah. So, I want to go to this question that Ash
Mooley
asked. She said, "How have your individual cultures shaped who you are now?" And then there's another half, but we'll answer that first. Your individual cultures. So, I would say my culture, since no one in my family got to go to school, mm-hmm. or at least never had any financial support, a few of them tried, but they didn't have the support. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my parents, all the investment they put into me.
Right. Which is such a, that's like, they just keep like tumbling into more like topics.
Yeah.
Like the topic of.
We're going to talk about
the topic of immigration, investment in their first generation children.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Let me just choose a life of poverty.
No.
So that my grandkid might, get to go to.
Wherever. Community college even. Community. For some people.
Honestly, yeah. It's 3, 4, 5 generations of people who are still struggling to get ahead.
Right. Yeah. And it's incredible. Let me answer that as well for myself. I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with like my culture because I dabble in my Filipino-ness in a sense of I'm still learning a lot about it.
Yeah.
Because my parents came at the time in America, which a lot of our parents did, in the, 80s.
Right.
Where it was a time where they needed to really hide themselves in order to, exist into this world, right? And so there's parts of my culture that I just never got to really... I've always had little bits and tastes of everything, but I've never got, fully invested into my culture. Right. Outside of get-togethers or parties, right. Or food.
It's mostly food.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It is mostly food.
And it's been, I don't know. I just got back from a trip with my family to Washington for my grandma's memorial service thing. And oh my God, my parents worked, obviously, both our parents worked very hard to get to where we are now. Or, the mindset and the ideals that we, held from them. So, our culture shaped who we are now. I think they, for me, it did in a sense of working hard and having the sense of, my parents tried to hide or push down our culture. But for me now, it's, I want to uplift as the best way that I can without,
pride.
What I know. Yeah.
Take pride.
That's why there's the little Filipino flag in the window, stuff like that. Yeah. We have a sari-sari, which is a Filipino thing. And all the little art that I do has some Filipino heritage influence in it. Yeah. The flowers and everything. Those are the Filipino national flowers, part of my logo, stuff like that.
Oh.
Little nuances here
so
and
much
there.
Thought.
It really is. I'm an artist.
You're really thinking about these things.
Well, we're in a place where we can. We're in Greenville, South Carolina. For those who are listening to this, who don't know where I'm from, but
our
international
audience.
But we live here now. But
nobody's really from Greenville.
No, yeah, that's kind of no.
No, there are. But yeah. It's just kind of an expression. There's a lot of out of town.
We're in a place that makes that different things tend to be either smothered or put down or embraced, or you can look at it in the sense of wow, I wasn't seeing anybody like me here, period.
No.
So that was an opportunity for me. No, you don't. I don't. I always say this all the time though, but it gave me an opportunity to be my full authentic self, bring some of my culture into it, bring some of my work, my art and everything. It embraced it in this weird way.
Yeah.
Because I was the only one doing what I was doing. So I always tell people, if you feel like your culture doesn't seem to fit in here, great. Work on it. Not work on it, but,
right.
Bring it up to light.
No one else is going to tell your story.
Yeah, no one else is going to tell your story but you. So for me, and it leads to that annoying saying, be the change you want to see in the world.
We're going to get that tattoo tonight.
I wanted to see what I, I wanted to see certain things here, and I saw the potential for it to be seen here, and so I did it. And, we're here now, 4 years. What was the other half of that? What have you embraced and what you no longer serves you?
So, what have you embraced? And if anyone else has questions, please feel free to throw them in there.
Yeah, if you feel we're throwing again, sorry, podcast, we're talking to the live as well, but
you can't participate.
I'm burping. If you have anything you would like us to talk about, topics and whatnot, please throw them out there. But yeah, I think the only thing that doesn't serve me anymore is just the feeling insecure about what I'm presenting. Because again, there's nobody doing what I do. I mean, there are plant stores now. There are a shit ton of plant stores now, but they're not doing it how I do it, which is great. That's fine to do what they're doing, but like what differentiates me and from a lot of other plant stores is that I'm bringing a different energy.
Can I go on a tangent?
I'll go for it.
With that.
Can I go on a tangent?
No, it's good because people, you're right. I have a cleaning business. A bunch of people have a cleaning business. You have a plant shop. A bunch of people have a plant shop.
Right.
Nobody
has
AJ's plant shop. You got your fingerprint on it. And I have this theory, this very goofy theory. I'm sorry if I offend any twins in the audience, but I feel like it must be really tough looking at someone every day that looks just like you and has your proportionate strength and intelligence.
And it never makes sense.
You literally have someone to compare yourself to all the time.
Yeah, and to really like break yourself down.
Break yourself down.
Like, I really don't understand. And Greenville is just... everybody is doing such a good job. I know it takes a lot of work to open a business, and it's a lot to be an artist, and it takes a lot of work to really put a business together in any sense, both from the art world to like whatever. But like a lot of the places in Greenville tend to always look the same, or they tend to sell the same thing, and I don't know how they survive.
I don't know. Variety's the spice of life, right?
And there's no variety, really. No. There's not
a
lot of it.
You're the variety. And that's why I come here every day. I think people are coming here now from... So if you're, again, out of this state or something like that, you hear about people leaving New York, you hear about people leaving L.A., this is where they're coming.
Right.
I mean, like 5 Californians a week.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You see them driving.
And it's funny
flights.
To see... Like, this isn't a knock to Greenville, but like it's funny to see the types of people coming in from where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, I met this woman that came here from... Oh, I don't know if I should say this. I don't think I'm going to say this.
Where's
never mind.
The country?
No, I'm not going to say
Can
it.
Can you not say the country?
No, I'm scared that they follow me. I'm not going to
say
it. I'm like exposing
There's
myself
thousands
right
of people
now.
From that country.
Eli's running around. Hey, you got to get a bag of chips, of course. Like,
yeah.
Right now.
Come for these.
Yeah. We're going to have an ASMR moment. Are you ready for this? We're opening up a bag of Lay's Easton Hot Pot. I'll check you out after.
And this is the sound of me swiping my card.
This is the sound of me swiping. This is the sound of the bag.
Lay's Hot Pot. Where do you order these in from?
China.
Really?
I think the business is a China business. I work with like a distributor.
If you're in the audio world, Google Lay's, what flavor? Hot Pot. Esan Hot Pot. Esan.
Someone's like, name the names. We are here for the outside tea. Outsider tea. No, we're good. No, not the names of the
chefs.
Okay,
so you have a friend from a miscellaneous country. Let's say Russia.
I don't know. I feel like it's too fresh that this person might see this eventually.
Okay.
It's too fresh. I'm not going to say it.
I'll make up a story then.
God, why did we get into this? Change the subject.
Anyone got a subject for us?
But again, yeah, like I think our... So you still have Cornic. That's the snack of the items. Yes, we still have Cornic. That's the snack of the items. Wait, what the hell
What's
is Cornic?
You're acting like you know.
I know. I actually don't know what Cornic is. These are...
What's Cornic, Giddy?
Lays from Thai land.
Thai land.
From Thai.
You know, you find a Thai.
But yes. I don't know. To me, I feel like I say this almost on every podcast. Like... If you have a difference in you here in Greenville, South Carolina, and you are serving up something that nobody else is serving up, or maybe it's the same thing, always like dive into your heritage, dive into what makes you different, and be super authentic with it, and sell the fucking plant. Sell whatever you want to sell. And most likely you're going to be okay if you kind of rest in your difference and that your confidence. Because like... I have met the weirdest shop owners. Almost like if you met like they don't seem like they even know how to talk to people. Yeah, low functioning, or they like you think they wouldn't have it together or whatever. But like they were setting so hard in their personality and in their difference that it made me go there all the time. Like, oh my gosh, you really can't eat one at a time. You have to shove all of them in your mouth. Cornicus, oh fuck, kid, you're right.
What is it?
Gideon, calling me out. It is.
Like those corn snacks that you get from the gas station?
Cornic is, they used to sell these snacks that were called Boy Bowongs, which, funny enough, it was my MySpace name for a while, Boy Bowong. It's Boy Garlic or Garlic Boy. But yes, oh God, Cornic, wow, screw me. What? It was, because I was your a garlic MySpace boy. Page? Yeah, it kind of made sense.
What did your MySpace page end up being?
I was something super pretentious because I was like into French shit. So I was just like, voler peplu, which means flying umbrellas or something. Sorry whoever's French and just heard my disgusting pronunciation, but it meant like flying umbrellas or something about an umbrella. I don't fucking know.
That is pretentious.
No, I mean, I was like a little art kid bitch. An art bitch kid.
Look at this art bitch.
I know.
Trying to make art. Who does he think he is?
Oh my God. So one of my friends is on the live right now from like my high school years. And yeah, she remembers my MySpace name. I love that. But also hate it because it exists. My friend found my Tumblr page. One of my friends did. And they're like, what is this? And at one point I posted a picture of something and said, hashtag pants. And he's like, hashtag pants. Way to go.
Oh, pant.
Pants.
I thought pants.
Right.
I heard you. Doesn't matter.
So, like, how have you... What is your take on Greenville? I don't think we've ever discussed too much outside of, like, business stuff.
I always say it's been good to us. I wouldn't have a business if I had gone back to Milwaukee, where I'm from. Because there's a lot that's already established there. The competition's steep, but it's all new markets. Especially with Airbnb, it's brand new. So,
right.
Just taking advantage of all the experiences that I can get. And yeah, but it's been tough. I mean, it's not been welcoming me with open arms.
What's exactly. The tough part about it? Let's say that let's keep it like neutral. What is the positive stuff and the negative stuff?
Positive, like I said, opportunity to start a business, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Negative stuff would be not a lot of, you know, unless you have like you're well connected, it's hard to get around. But then also education-wise, like if you don't know how to evolve your business, you're going to make mistakes. So,
right.
Even if you're not maybe from here, maybe you grew up with more education and know how to handle a business.
Right.
But that didn't exist in my family, so I have to make a lot of mistakes along the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough. For my perspective, fucking chips, why can't you just use your finger?
I'm so sorry.
Again, the positives was the opportunity to shine and to hopefully excel. I kind of did it. I was selling plants on a board, for goodness sake. Like, that's all I was selling for, like, the first 6 months, I feel, until... Huh?
Were they all local, or did you do it online?
It was only pop-ups. Like, and I think I met just the right people at the right... It was all the right people, the right timing. To, like, help me excel because I didn't know anything about business. My family doesn't know anything about business. My mom's a nurse and my dad's in the military. They don't know anything about, like, business, you know, or starting a small business. So, luckily, I was able to, again, meet people through the pop-ups, eventually met my landlord.
Wow.
Yeah, and then my landlord was like, you could stay in this spot, and then next thing you know, I'm over here because he opened up this whole thing. So, yeah, there was a lot of...
This is
like the noisiest podcast.
I'm so sorry. That was so delicious. God, come into Sovereigns for the best snacks. I'm sorry, everyone.
They're soon gonna be gone.
I think the chips made people run away.
That's okay.
I don't hear anyone eat.
I mean, I'm shocked that people join to begin with. Usually, people watch later. It's okay. So the opportunity is definitely there if you make it, and if you are willing and you are open to hear things and. Honestly, have to suffer through meeting a lot of people because, like, you meet the right people and sometimes they run in crowds that you definitely don't want to like talk to them because you're just not in the same boat, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we got people joining. Hi, Gerties.
This is the one that said hashtag pants to me.
Plants. Das folding five. Brian. Hello.
But yeah, it's. The bad stuff is, for me personally, is the lack of culture.
Hello, concepts.
The lack.
Legacy.
The lack of highlighting cultures, except for certain ones that are, let's say, a little bit more white agreeable.
Well, by their what?
A little bit more like bi- white. Or bi- Caucasian.
You say
or
biodegradable?
That are a little biodegradable?
Crunchy.
Like we have the Greek Fest.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't know. Yeah, that's it, Greek Fest. Back home, you got Puerto Rican Fest, you got Italian Fest, you got Irish Fest,
right.
You got probably some Asian ones, not as many, but some.
Yeah.
We got a big Hmong community up north.
You do?
Not a huge, but like
where, your
for
area.
Anywhere in America.
I feel like there's a lot of Hmong in your area, though, mm-hmm. specifically.
Yeah, refugees.
Yeah. I know that there are other festivals that happen in Greenville. I just feel like they don't highlight as much, you know?
Did anyone in the chat grow up in Greenville? Third civilian? Are they from Greenville?
I don't even know. I can't.
We're just canvassing the
Korean
cultures.
Culture Center just had a festival 2 weeks ago. It was great.
Oh, cool.
That's good to hear. Know, you know what? Why don't they blast? This is what I'm talking about. Why don't they blast it as much as they do like the Greek Festival?
I didn't hear
festival.
It on the local radio.
Right? You don't hear it on the radio.
Everybody heard about Greek Fest.
Indian Festival is coming soon. Where is that going to happen?
Let's go.
Greenville does have a Bon Festival, but it's never really promoted. What's a Bon? A Bon?
A Bon? It's a Bon. Cake. All I can think of is Bon Secure.
Who liked that? Somebody liked it. I want to like it. I liked it too. Yes. But yeah, I wish that they would highlight a lot more in the summer at Japanese.
Oh, cool. Again, for everyone who's just joining, we're talking about cultural festivals in Greenville.
Daniel
Brazil.
Are
there any? Because the only one that I know about is Greek Fest.
The only one I know about is Greek Fest as well.
But I heard there's a Korean one that just happened. Where was that?
Apparently there's a Japanese one and there's an Indian one coming up soon.
I want to go to the Indian one for sure.
I know, me too. Also, side note, let's promote Saffron's. Oh my god, have you been to Saffron's on Woodruff Road?
I'm such a brain fart. Isn't that a sushi joint?
Saffron. We're talking about Indian food and I said saffron.
That's why I was like confused. I was like, why are we talking about sushi?
No, Saffron on Woodruff Road. If you're wanting a fucking good Indian food experience, like holy shit, they do so well.
Pita House. Pita House is great.
Pita House is great, food, but they are not
India Palace.
Everybody loves Indian Palace.
Burro, India Palace.
I've been once. The food was great. I get that.
India Palace is amazing, right? AJ Allen.
Stupid.
SWAT got the best Indian. I need to go to SWAT.
I've never been to
really
SWAT.
Really close. Check out upstateinternational.org for a full calendar of cultural events. Thank you, Joe.
There you go. Oh my God, look at Joe with the cultural bring up.
I know. Do we think he just memorized that or he knows how Google works?
No, I think he just Googled it.
Damn. Well, I'm going to, in my fantasy, he just knew it. And he was just like, yeah, here you go. I don't know how you didn't know that, bro.
I don't know how you didn't know that.
Cool.
Oh, we got silent.
Yeah.
It's
upstate. Oh, it's such a bad website.
Ugh, it is so ugly. It's a .org.
Yeah, but this is not good. Upstate International. Let me know if you need a new website.
Who's that?
Ingenious. Ingenious. They're a marketing agency. Huh?
I just want to see.
You know these
the
people?
Board?
I guess.
Are they on the
board?
Yeah.
Francisco Sanchez. Hello.
Cute. Well, you cute. UpstateInternational.org. Also, there's hit us up. UpstateInternational.org. Somebody at them right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure if their website looks like that, they're definitely on Instagram.
I'm sure.
They have to be.
They have 5 followers, and we're about to be the 6th.
Hey.
Salsa at Sunset is a fun camper down Plaza. Whoa.
Who's teaching the salsa,
I have dyslexia.
Though? Who's teaching the salsa is the question, though.
Latinos, presumably. I think my buddy goes to that one.
I would hope so.
My buddy goes...
Not to put you in a box. I'm just kidding.
No, my buddy goes to that, and he was, like, learning Spanish and having a good time.
That's good. Picked you know who swag. Also does... Apparently, Blue Martini does... Oh, it's put by Upstate International. Scream!
We're going. We're coming upstate.
Joe, why don't you ever talk to me about any of these things?
He's been holding on all
the... It's because you don't ask and you're just a bitch.
He's like giving us all the help in the world.
He really is.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Oh, I should probably have Joe on the podcast.
Should we shout out to Joe? Shout out to Modell.
Everybody knows Modell.
Obviously, they do.
Everybody knows Modell.
What is it?
Sorry, it's not Modell. It's Modell. What? What is what?
Modell. Explain it if someone never heard it. If
you're asking them, you're asking me what Modell is?
Well, the people on the podcast. Not the lives, but the people on the podcast for history.
I have told all of you before, bitch. Oh, bitch. No. You did not tell me all this before because I would have seen it and put it on a calendar. I didn't see that text message.
There's a conversation.
Don't make me look up my history.
You should come over.
You should come over.
You should come on the show. There's a third chair.
What were we just talking about? Oh my god,
we were talking about Upstate International. Modell is a boutique.
Oh yes. No.
No promo for your friend.
Let me see this. Let me do it. Hi, this is Saverin. Have you ever felt... Where is this cloud of smoke coming from? Are you vaping in here? Oh, you're vaping in here.
No, we both saw it at the first...
Also, we have Sweet June just vaping away in the background.
Sweet June, where can they follow you, Sweet June? MySpace?
Burger Babe.
Burger Babe.
Burger Babe.
At myspace.com.
878. Burger Babe 878 for all the beautiful content.
It's the same account.
But Modell. Hi, this is Saverin promoting Modell. Modell is a fun place to feel free, gay, lesbian, trans, queer. Asexual.
Now you're in a rut because you started.
Oh, I did start. I did start the whole list. I was about to list it all out. Black or white, yellow in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world.
Red and yellow, black and white.
But Modell is our local queer-owned hostel. And every Thursday night is queer night. So come through because I will most likely be there.
It's fun.
Sitting and chilling. Also, it's a beautiful time because June is not yet, but tomorrow.
Within an hour.
June will be here for Pride Month, and there's so many things to do in Pride. When's your birthday?
June 8th.
What are you going to do about it?
My son's turning one June 18th. We're going to have a party. You want to come?
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to throw a little party.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Haha, Joe is here to market.
Joe is here to market.
We're here to market Joe. How does a small business run by a straight engage with Pride Month? Do they?
I'm not straight.
How do you engage in Pride Month?
How do you engage in Pride Month?
Do I throw money at an event? Buy some art?
Do you?
I mean, So, let me see. The month, I'm bad at, like, anniversaries and stuff like that.
Right.
It's been like a lifestyle. So, you know.
Stupid.
He's got the flag out. There's no question about it. You can come and support.
Right.
His business.
The most that anybody could do.
Bye, Joe.
The most you can do is just support queer business and just show up, honestly. And, like, just be a good ally. I don't think they have to do anything special. Because at the same time, I think... as heterosexual, straight, cis, male or female people.
Talking about me?
Yes. Oh, Joe made a good point. Straights and straight business should help fund events at other queer-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's what I was saying. We could throw money at it.
Throw money at it, but like show up as a good ally.
Yeah,
and
show
like,
up. Don't just cut a check and not show your face.
But my thing is too... we just want to, like, it's a touchy and scary thing for a lot of straight people. I mean, you think about, like, the corporate world. Like, right. They just start doing it, and now the corporate world gets shit for highlighting it because it's corporate and commercial and capitalism, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at the same time, the corporate world's also getting rewarded for it now. It took a while.
Dude, are they getting rewarded now?
I think so.
I still feel like the energy is like, ugh, Target.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about, but I feel like everyone's embraced Target. I mean, look at Target's stock price. It's kept going up. You know, early 2000s, they were one of the first major corporations to, like, show some support.
Right.
And we grew up in a hyper-conservative circle that was triggered, not about it. But right. If you look at their stock price, they've just gone up and up and up.
Right. It's interesting because this year for Pride, the city is allowing it to be in front of the Peace Center all the way down, to my understanding, the beginning of the Falls Park. So we have that whole street. They're doing a big old stage. So that's like an amazing and beautiful big step, especially for this area, which like being gay was still hush hush. I mean, there's a lot of queer people here that are still closeted and like suffering from the mental things that come from being closeted. And Greenville's taking strides. Again, I would just still say that all our international businesses that are here in Greenville, they support other cities like Chicago and everything else. Uh-huh. And like, I know like Wells Fargo does a huge thing for the Pride in Chicago, or I mean, it might be TD. I'm not sure.
Right.
But like TD Bank, girl.
Yeah. So again, for those of you who just jumped
TD
in.
TD Bank, you could do a farmer's market, but you can't do one day of Pride. You can't fund a Pride thing.
We're talking about how.
I'm flicking my earring around too.
How straight people can support like queer small businesses, mm-hmm. and that literally supporting them. Being a patron, shopping there.
Shout us out, girl.
Right. Share it.
And honestly, let's not just bear it to a month. Like, if you're just feeling good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, I shout out all businesses all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there's never a moment where I'm like, oh, it's like Black History Month. I'm only going to do this. I do that
if
all
you're
the
only
time.
Romantic in February.
Right. Yeah, you're fucked if you're only romantic in February. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, shout your girls up. Your boys, girls, they, thems is up. If you really want to show support and all that. But yeah, like Eli comes in here and he eats snacks. And especially,
I pay for them.
Especially when we're like recording during things, gets the loudest snacks.
It's so good. He's got pocky sticks.
Just eat it. You already pulled it out. You pulled it out. Just eat it.
Get some pocky sticks. This should be ASMR for people to buy some.
To be able to eat pocky sticks. Mm. Oh my god, cookies and cream. But yeah, I feel like I go in and out with Greenville for cultural things. Like sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm like, where is it?
Well, it's making some progress. I was trying to make a big point. Hello, plants.
Plants. Hey, boy. What was the big point?
Sorry, I got all jazzed in the
What was the big point?
The big point was businesses, large businesses have come out to support queer businesses and just the community in general. Mm-hmm. Local businesses need to start doing the same thing.
Yeah, because it really shows, I mean, after like 2018, I think, LOL, when I first started.
Yeah.
And saw like how much... God, I don't know how to word this. I guess lack of support. And I think I've mentioned this before. Like, I don't really care about, like, Instagram things too much. Right. Like, if people follow, if they don't follow, stuff like that. Like, it's just the nature of the beast. If I, like, cared, then I'd, like, probably kill myself eventually, right? But there's moments where, like, I love what somebody is doing.
Mm.
But they don't love what I am. You know what I mean? Oh, and I like gas them up and I follow them and then they follow. And I think they just realize, wow, I'm not wanting to support that. And then they unfollow.
Oh,
and then
really?
I get really sad. Those are the only times I ever get sad.
And you think that's specifically like because of your queerness?
What else would it have been? You're gonna hate on the plant store?
How do they meet you though? Like where are you meeting them?
Like when they open or whatever.
Wow. What?
That's so like, I don't, I mean, if they see it, they're not going to see it. So it doesn't really matter, it's right? Because they unfollowed.
But that's devastating. I can't imagine.
It does kind of suck because you're like, I really am here with you as a small business. And like, I'm mm-hmm. showing you love and support mm-hmm. And like shout you out, which like, you know, Instagram, shouting people out on Instagram for me is like both like natural, like I naturally want to do that.
Right.
Because I want it more, I want the interesting things to like go, you know what I mean? So yeah. Like the fact that like there's even people following me, yeah. If there was 20, I'd probably still be doing the right. freaking same thing.
Right.
Like, and so whenever I post it, I get so excited and then they're just like, no. And then they don't even wave at me when I see them.
It's that Daniel Lopez. Daniel Lopez. Everybody go follow Life is Aquatic. He's got
no, don't best. Follow Life is Aquatic. Fuck Life is Aquatic.
The best musical choices, the best vinyl selection. Yeah, I saw that. Best selection of vinyl.
Why is it just sending like, it's so funny to see the one little heart.
Yeah,
on the
see the little interactions.
Because they're just like, beep.
Yeah.
It's cool, they seemed a little sad. Hearts.
Please don't.
No, yes, please do. Follow Life's Aquatic and tell him that. Tell him that.
Hey, what's your favorite Wes Anderson movie?
Hey, what's your favorite Wes Anderson movie?
Is it the Royal Tenenbaums?
Can we talk about, like, how do you feel about escapism in movies? I know that's such a random topic.
I love that topic because is it helping? Is it hurting, right? Is it healthy to escape? Or is escaping, like, not facing reality?
I think escaping in movies are very great. It's mostly because, again, we're in such a semi-culturally deprived space. Buy me dinner first.
Buy me dinner first.
That, like, I crave, like, just good storytelling. Mm-hmm. Or something not depressing.
Right.
And different culture. So, like, mostly the stuff I watch is, like, right now, all the things I've been watching movie-wise, they've all been in French.
Oh, yeah. You've been learning.
Like an annoying language, right? Little, yes, and everybody's getting annoyed with me just saying oui to things oui. Every now and then. Like, leave me alone, okay? I'm trying. Like, I want to try something different. Fuck you for fucking on me for trying something different. I really am about this
how
earring.
How dare you try?
How dare you try?
How dare you try? Isn't that the weirdest?
How dare you try to educate threat? Yourself, right?
Not just anything. You know, someone's, you know, trying to lose weight and going on a run, and if you, like, look at them with judgment, it's like they're literally just doing something.
Right. Like, what are you, like, that is, yeah,
it's God. Just, like, they're just trying.
Even people, like, starting
businesses, you're going to fail.
Wow, they're like, the amount of time that I hear people talking shit about, like, other little businesses, one, don't tell me. I don't fucking care.
Right.
Like, stay in your own lane and do your own damn thing. I don't know why everybody feels like they could complain to me about, like, really petty, dumb shit that doesn't matter. If you have, like, a personal life thing going on and you want to talk about it,
right.
Yeah, talk totally about, fine. Right. But if it's like these petty little dramas, like I'm done hearing about it. So if everybody's listening, this is officially the year of AJ not caring about petty little drama.
Do you hear that, Life is Aquatic?
I don't want to hear about it.
Do you hear that? He doesn't want to hear it.
Right. But yeah, the amount of times people complain about other business, wow, they're messy, wow, they're sloppy, wow, they're blah, blah. I like low-key in the back of my head, I'm like, damn, what do you think about me? Because
right.
everything not, you right. literally listed is the things I do today right. 4 years strong.
Yeah, judge now.
Like, I don't have business cards. I don't care to have business cards. Right. I don't care to do XYZ. I don't care to do like Clemson-shaped wood board things with my head. No, I'm not doing any of that. What'd you say?
But they would sell.
And that's true. But I'm not doing that because that just ain't me. Okay. I'm like, okay, why are you shitting on this business? If they gossip to you, they gossip about you. Come on, Gideon. Come on, Gideon. But yeah, I don't understand how people could really shit on each other with small business things or, yeah, like, in anything in general. Like, yeah. Listen, they're trying, they're getting right. it, and they're doing what they're doing. Right. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, then don't freaking look at it.
Yeah. It's not your life.
It's not your life. It has nothing to do with you at the end of the day.
No.
It doesn't pay your bills. Mm-mm. It isn't feeding your child.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why escapism is okay. Because rather than gawking... I think that's why reality TV is gross, right?
Because people
rather
like,
than gawking at someone's personal tragedy, we could like write a little fairy tale about it, and then you're not actually casting judgment on a real person.
Right, and I feel like reality TV also just gives people this weird, like...
Warped
view of arguments.
Yeah, it's all scripted.
And how they feel like they need to be, right. like, talking to
just
each other.
Just blow up out of nowhere.
Just blow up out of nowhere, has a broom. Like, I don't know where that came from. But no, like,
Real Housewives of something.
Whatever. Yeah. Pacoima.
Of Greenville.
Of coming. Greenville. I mean, if we did, that'd probably be the one, honestly. I feel like that's mm-hmm. that would be the best reality TV
probably
show.
Charleston will beat us to it.
That's kind of true. I feel like that's definitely
yeah.
a thing.
Because it's like Real Lives of Orange County. It's like, it's not L.A. It's Orange County.
It's Orange County. It's yeah, a
it's
mixture.
It's not Columbia. It's Charleston.
It's Charleston. Yeah. It's the upstate. Real Housewives of the upstate.
OMG. MTV, hit us up.
I don't think it's MTV.
BET, hit us up.
It's definitely not BET. I think it's like Bravo or something.
Yeah, Bravo. E Entertainment. Right?
E Entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, do we have any closing comments you would like to say? We're coming up to the 45.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks for...
It was very sporadic. Like, I don't know how this even happened. We were talking in the story. We just did a book signing thing here.
Check out... Last shout out. Rattlesnake Press magazine.
Oh, okay. Yes. Shout out Rattlesnake Press. Sorry, Rattlesnake. We love you. Oh, wow. You just hit.
They do that all the things.
Yeah, they definitely do that. They did that when
I've
they
seen
came
it.
In.
I've seen it.
But yes. We were just doing a signing here. What was I saying? We were doing a signing, and I don't know how we got in the pod. How did we even start talking about podcasts?
I just looked at you, and I was like...
Do you want to record a podcast at 11?
I said I want to record a podcast, and then I was going to say tomorrow, and then we looked at each other. And we locked eyes and we both said, that's a bitch-ass move.
It's not going to happen.
We're
then.
Doing this shit tonight.
You did. You were
and
like,
literally,
what are you doing at 11?
Yeah,
and I was like, wait, what?
None of those words were said out loud. We just said, tonight.
He was like, what are you doing at 11? I was like, tonight. This is really happening.
So we manifested this.
Which is great because it kind of brought it back because I haven't done it since I feel like 2021.
Let's keep it up.
Let's keep it going.
Thank you, everyone.
Anything else you want to plug? We have four more minutes left.
Follow.
What's your favorite song?
Something by Eden. Anything by Eden.
Who's Eden?
What's
Eden? EDM?
No. Eden, like the garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, wow,
check
it's very broad.
On Spotify.
What's your favorite food? What is a restaurant you would suggest to people right now in Greenville?
Peter House. Go to Peter House.
Cash only.
Cash or check.
What would you suggest a person who visits Greenville to do their first day?
Oh.
What is something you would do?
I like the coffee. There's a lot of good coffee. Check them all out. There's a million of them. Check out the breweries. There's a million of them.
Yeah, especially Junto or Junto. Visit Junto Coffee.
Callie's starting hers. Is that open yet?
Oh, fuck yeah. Encrypted, which she uses Junto Coffee.
Okay.
Yes,
I just drove by somewhere that had her logo up.
Yeah, Cryptid Coffee in Sanssouci.
Yeah, in Sanssouci.
Yeah, close with Philo Floral.
It's kind of near.
She's
cool
in the Philo Floral
right?
building and Amend Market as well.
I gotta get over there.
Yeah, it's okay. But it's good. She has like a strawberry latte thing that Jonathan brought me one time, and it was like actually supremely good. I'm not shocked by it, though. It was all the stuff they've been doing
She's
is really
wizard.
Good. She's a wizard, Harry. Okay, three more minutes. Hi, I'm AJ. I guess we're bringing it back. Thanks to Eli. Kicked up that energy, and now we're here. So
check out the full episode. I guess it'll go up on...
On the live. On
but
my Instagram.
Where do you post them?
Where do I post this? Oh, you can also listen to all these. All these? Wow. You can listen to this podcast.
On Spotify. Can I follow?
Anchor, iTunes.
So if I open up Spotify... And I search, what do I search in the search bar?
Savrin Talks.
Which is S-A-V...
E-R...
E-R...
E-I...
E-I...
G-N...
G-N Talks.
Talks.
There it is. Podcast by AJ.
There it is.
And you can see his beautiful photography. Hit that follow.
And there's a bunch of other podcasts on there. I talk to other plant stores and other business owners. and all the people. So if you want to listen to those podcasts, or you could go on the live section on my Instagram. I have all the video recordings like what we did right now up there as well. Share it with a friend. Share it with your mom.
Specifically your mom.
Yeah. Buy a plant. We're in a plant store. Yep. I'm going to let the live look around. We just emptied the table, sorry. But yeah, we got plants. Hire Eli. If you do cleaning, don't you need cleaners every now and then?
Yeah, if you're looking for work, cleaning Airbnbs, hit me up.
Right.
Elijah_Vasquez on Instagram.
How do you spell Vasquez?
V-A-Z.
Q-U-E-Z. Q-U-E-Z. And on that...
pictures of my baby.
There's a lot of pictures of your baby.
He's very handsome.
He is very handsome. Cute. Okay. I love y'all. Thanks for joining in, everybody who did. Again, you could catch this podcast and this live in 30, 40 minutes. Okay. Love you. Bye.